Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. And happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Rich Sheeman live from Montana, and I'm going to be going solo today while Vince catches up on some farming. So, before I start, I want to thank our engineers in Minnesota. Jason, thank you. Nathan, all you guys who work so hard to keep us on the air and keep us going, we really appreciate you guys. And I also want to thank a lot of the people who are helping us expand our broadcast. And that would be Rents Radio Network at Rents, R-E-N-S-E.com. That would also be Todd Waite at Global Star Network. And I believe he has a telephone listen line for those of you who aren't on a PC or hearing us on your car radio, because we are on AM and FM as well. And Global Star Network telephone listen line number, just FYI, is 605-615-1815. That's 605-615-1815. And I also want to thank, as always, Ron, the Ron Gibson Channel and BitChute for carrying us as well. So for those of you, since we have so many new listeners, I'll just give you a little bit of background of myself. I've lived off-grid in Montana for a little over 16 years. I've been here roughly 38 years, and I moved here from the metropolitan area of New York City at 26 years old. And I came here because I wanted to be in nature. And I wanted to be out in the woods. I wanted to be self-sufficient. I wanted to have a garden, live off-grid. And basically that was a big reason for me also coming on the air, is to wake people up with this tyrannical takeover that seems to be destroying our nation. And this is why, when I say we used to be the United States of America, we are now officially the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. And by the way, every word, every sentence that I say, every comment and analysis that I give is based on facts, evidence, proof, a word that used to mean truth in our country. And you will see how my format works, because I don't like to give opinions. What I do, again, for all these new listeners, is I take published articles, interviews, and video clips in the public domain that I share bullet points with our listeners. And I choose the articles and whatever evidence and proof I use in order to wake the people up and show them the psyops on how people are being played, duped, conned, and used. In other words, we're in an information war, folks. So what I like to highlight is the propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, and false flags that comes from the people who have been psychologically profiled and took a job, not because of their talent or their skills or their patriotism or their love of freedom or liberty. No, these people are chosen because they've been psychologically profiled and willing to sell you out and the sovereignty of your country for their own personal gain. So some of the, well, let me put it this way. To be official talk radio, in my eyes, this is my personal opinion, we have to bring out a lot of these hoaxes and frauds like election fraud, global warming, illegal immigration, and how it's being used to destroy our nation, the bioweapons that come out under the guise of like a vaccine. These should be all litmus tests for talk radio programs. So what we also like to do, what I like to do, is show how the powers that be, I don't care if you call them the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the Illuminati, I don't care what word you use, and there's dozens more words out there. Just call them the powers that be. That's what I do. What we are proving with evidence and facts is that these institutions and organizations and people who have been installed, mostly unelected people, are consolidating power, money, and control for the world's global elite. And they use things, they use a lot of mind control. They use a lot of emotion. They want you to react emotionally so you eliminate critical thinking. They use behavior modification. They use, you know, victim group status. They control your reactions. Basically, fear, control, in order to create treason and sedition. Basically, what we're reaping is the consequences of being politically incorrect and the decades of inaction towards political correctness. So they, when I say they, I mean the world's elite, the wealthy, the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the whole works, okay? They recruit followers. So there really isn't any justice or rule of law. That's what's happening. They recruit people who are willing to manufacture their own perception of self-importance. Oh, let's put this person on Time Magazine because they're getting bashed with facts, like Hillary Clinton, who engineered the whole Russia hoax with no consequences, no accountability. So a lot of these people manufacture the perception of self-importance, self-interest, self-preservation, and sell out the people and its sovereignty along the way. I mean, when you talk about words like accountability, it really is a word that should be defined by sarcasm, by theater, by illegitimate fluff. Because there's a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. So all these words like experts, official authority, even math and science, economy, money, currency, food, nutrition, big pharma. I mean, when you really look, social distancing, masks, the central bankers' corruption, voting, the polls, work, productivity, every definition has been changed. And that's one of the reasons we stick up for the hypocrisy. We don't stick, I guess I should reword that. We don't stick up for hypocrisy. We point it out. I have three, and I'm doing this, folks, we have such a slew of new listeners. I always say stand for principle. If you don't stand for principle, folks, you're going to fall for everything. And I just have three little, simple, second grade definition criteria. And people say, I have a lot of liberals tell me, oh, I can add to that list. Well, so can I. But we can't even pull this off. And that is, number one, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Number two is truth. We're not even close. We're living in the land of propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, false flags. This is why we are the divided groups of scam, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. So when we realize that the powers that be, especially the World Health Organization, could be as early as this May, taking our nation's sovereignty for anything under any definition that they change under the the guise of personal safety and health, like climate change. I mean, this is a joke. These people, the World Economic Forum, the UN, they want to take everything you've got. This is an absolute total consolidation of power, money, control, and depopulation. All commerce, all life, anything. And we have to realize that. And that's why they're planning a collapse. And that's what wokeism is. So we have to be aware of that as well. All right. So what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to give articles, interviews, and I get what I do is I'll read a whole article or watch a whole interview, and I will give you bullet points in minutes, if not seconds. My goal is to wake you up. My goal is to piss you off. My goal, and I should say our goal. When I say our goal, whenever I say we or our, I don't even just mean USAPrepares.com. I mean the whole national, international array of people who are in the alternative slash new media. Because those are the only ones you can trust right now. So when I say we or our, that's what I mean. So here we go, folks. I'm going to talk. I want you to pay attention to the psyops. Pay attention to the look over here, not over there. Pay attention to the distractions, the dumbing down attempts, and especially the divide and conquer strategies. And if you understood this, we would be out of this by now. Everybody would, our judges, our lawyers, our politicians, bankers, everybody would be doing their job instead of signing up under some guise of expert official authority, fake transparency, phony everything, and actually be there to help humanity. But that's not the case. So I also want you to be aware of when people say something in certain phony authorities, and they basically what they're doing is, oh, we're going to fix that. Don't worry about it. Oh, we're going to take care of them. Oh, we're going to indict that person. But what happens? It doesn't happen. This is a form of psyop, and it's basically selling hope to stop your momentum to pursuing the whole situation. So here we are, folks. I'm going to start with the first article. This was a very, very long study from the Heartland Institute. You can go to heartland.org. And I cherish every second. Sometimes I don't give sources only because I have such limited time despite a two-hour broadcast. And my number one reason is to have you say, call BS on me. I want you to say that's not true. I want you to say, oh, Rich made that up. I don't want you to believe a word that we say in the alternative media. I want you, our listeners, to read and research and verify what we do, because that's what I do before I come on the air. I authenticate and vet everything, but I want you not to believe me. So after I hear the music coming in, so I'm going to read a conclusion. This is a 36-page study, but I'm just going to read you the bullet point of the conclusion to election fraud when we return. We appreciate you being here, folks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. Rich Heben sitting in for Vince Finelli live from Montana. So basically what I'm going to do again is we have new listeners, so pardon my repetition here. I give bullet points of everything that's published in the public domain to send a message, mostly of scams, corruption, fraud, things of that nature. It's basically a psyops, and we have to understand that if we know that we've been scammed, like the bioweapon vaccine, and I use vaccine in heavy air quotes here, folks, we need people, we need action. We need participation. That's what America is all about. Because if we don't get it, we're just going to turn into a submissive country that every time the powers that be create these psyops on us, we're gonna lose our will. Okay, you don't reward mediocrity and expect the country to survive. So basically, the conclusion of this 36-page, and please go check it out at heartland.org. It's the Heartland Institute. I'm just going to read you the bullet points of the conclusion here, okay? As the previous sections included in this study indicate, if the voter fraud captured by our 2023 Heartland Institute / Rasmussen survey was indicative of what occurred in the 2020 presidential election, there was a high likelihood that mail-in ballot fraud been severely limited, Donald Trump would have won the election. Donald Trump would have won the election. In fact, as our study shows, of the 29 different scenarios presented in this paper, Trump wins in all three pardon me, Trump wins in all but three. You see how the mainstream media does it? That's how they report it. Trump wins in all but three when mail-in ballot fraud is limited to 1% to 3% of ballots counted. That means that even if the level of fraud shown by our survey, 28.2% of all mail-in ballots, substantially overstates the true level of fraud that occurred, Trump would still have won in most of the likely scenarios, with only three exceptions out of 29 that is noted above that I just mentioned. So, we have no reason to believe that our survey overstated voter fraud by more than 25 percentage points, and thus, we must conclude that the best available evidence suggests that mail-in ballot fraud significantly impacted the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. For those of you, all you new listeners, especially who are on board from Rents.com now, Rents Radio Network, who haven't heard me on the air before, I've spent years talking about election fraud. I've given thousands of examples of facts, many facts. And, I don't want to rehash a lot of things I've already said, but here's a good example from Molly Hemingway. She basically broke down elections for mail-in ballots, everything from Zuckerbucks to censorship to Democrat meddling to big tech taking over. And basically, she mentions how the American system of self-governance is under attack. So we're being taken over by private actors, and even if they're in the government, doesn't mean that they were elected by the people. It just means they got more ballots. But she goes into election fraud from this angle in great detail in just maybe 5 minutes. And you can go to thefederalist.com and check that out. Next article. And I'm going to I try and do rapid fire, folks. And as I run out of time at the end of the broadcast, I shortcut my shortcuts. But I pick out information in this information war that I feel we the people need to know about. Here's another article. Boyd emails reveal Michigan AG Nessel personally visited the Detroit Post Office distribution center before the 2020 election and whistle.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Some Republican lawmakers want a special counsel statements regarding President Biden's age and memory taken more seriously. Texas GOP Congressman Mike McCall says he's worried about Biden having those memory lapses in high-stakes one-on-one closed-door meetings, like perhaps a meeting with the King of Jordan, like on Monday.
I think this really calls into question our national security.
Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. you. The money in graphics and gaming is real. NVIDIA is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.8 $3 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know what you guys heard before the end, before that break, but I was talking about this next article about FOIA emails revealed that Michigan Attorney General Nessel, she actually visited a Detroit Postal Service distribution center day before the 2020 election. And these are whistleblower claims. So basically, and I'm going to quote the whistleblower, thousands of ballots are sitting in the main Detroit Postal Service distribution center, and that was referencing their warehouse. The whistleblower mentioned that, quote, there are boxes and boxes of ballots that have not been counted, and the reason being given is because there are not enough sorters. extorters. Can you believe this? Folks, again, for our new listeners, regarding election fraud, I've given so many articles about the U.S. Postal Service being involved in election fraud. And I just want to connect the dot here for you folks. The U.S. Postal Service got exempt from the bioweapon jab, as well as Congress, as well as the CDC, as well as the FDA, as well as the White House, as well as 80,000 health and human service employees. That includes illegal immigrants, including millions of unvetted illegal immigrants who have received packets of ivermectin before they crossed the border, plus millions of Chinese exchange students. Can you see what's going on here, people? Look, when I've given so many articles and interviews where so-called experts and official authorities no longer have credibility, they have literally betrayed the trust of the people and have corrupted their profession. It could be government, it could be the state, it could be education, medicine, Wall Street, any institutional organization, any big tech, big pharma. It's all corrupted. It's all racketeering. It's all consolidation of power, money, and control. When I say these things, it's because I've given the proof and evidence of this. Now, here's a PSYOP that occurred last November of 23. You all know The Rock, right? I think his real name is Dwayne Johnson. Anyway, he shilled for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the 2020 election. I'm looking at the article here, folks. Again, I promise I don't make anything up. I might refer to past articles to connect dots for people, but that's as far as it goes. So basically, he said that he admitted on a podcast, I think it was with Joe Rogan, that his Hollywood peers don't really like Joe Biden. They're just loyal to the Democrat Party. This is part of the PSYOPs, folks. What this means is that it doesn't matter who's in charge of everything, even on paper. We all know Joe is a puppet. But this is just part of the brainwashing to get you used to, oh, it'll be okay as long as there's another Democrat in there. Well, we all know that the powers that be want to get Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom in there, right? Really? Okay. Well, I'm looking at a post on X from Simon Atiba. I think he's a great African journalist who tells the truth, if my memory serves me right. And he gets ignored by KJB all the time at the White House for asking questions because he wants truth and accuracy and facts, which the White House does not deliver because they're in charge of propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, and false flags, right? So that being said, I'm looking at a video right now on X, formerly Twitter, where Michelle Obama, please don't believe me, please read and research and verify everything we're saying. Michelle Obama is on video saying that Harvey Weinstein is a wonderful human being and a good friend. Isn't he in prison for raping a bunch of women? Again, for you new listeners, I like to use terms like adult mutual consensual sex. That means women don't need to be raped or tied down or blindfolded. No one should. And of course, the adult part is that pedophilia should be illegal as hell. And we all know the powers that be want to normalize it and legalize it. And a lot of people have been blackmailed, a.k.a. Jeffrey Epstein techniques. So it doesn't matter, people. You got to remember, Barack Obama legalized propaganda. It's in legislation. The Democrat Party and the Rhino Republicans, also known as the Uni Party, sold out. They're traitors. That's what selling out means. These people want to end our sovereignty for a consolidation of power for the global elite. And that's why the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, all these institutions are trying to create legislation by non-elected officials to basically depopulate the planet and put all control in their lap. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. I like to connect dots. I like to give details, but when I look at the clock, wow. Okay, next. The alarming corruption within the American judiciary has reached a level reminiscent of Latin America Banana Republic. And one example right here is Judge Kathleen McCormick rescinded a leak. Elon Musk's $55 billion Tesla compensation package overturning the company's board and 80% of its shareholders. Look, we have been called a banana republic for a long time, but I want to remind everybody what a banana republic really is a failed state. That's what America used to call a banana republic. Every law, every definition is on the chopping block right now. We have been sold out to the highest bidder or the biggest threat, and that includes blackmail. That's why elections, voting, FBI, DOJ, all intelligence agencies, courts, lawyers, judges, everything is being rewritten. And the bars of standards and expectations are so low, it's made America illegitimate. And this is by design, people. Here's a great example. This is an article, another one bites the dust. It's on revolver.news. The USDA Forest Service goes up in flames thanks to its radical DEI program. Now, DEI, of course, is diversity, equity, inclusion. So apparently they're catching a lot of heat, and all corporations and institutions are crumbling as they hire unqualified employees in the name of what they call twisted woke agenda. Now, I got to remind everybody, wokeness is it's in their paperwork. It's in their speeches. New listeners, what I've done is I've listened to a lot of speeches of the globalists from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and more current, and read a lot of their literature. It could be books. Alex Jones is phenomenal for doing this. This is why he's the number one world conspiracy theorists, because he was telling the truth. They don't want the truth. That's why our judicial system is fake and phony and doesn't have any more credentials, because it used to be about telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, if you tell the truth, you not only get demonetized, you get persecuted, and you even get arrested. But what woke is in the books of the elite, in their paperwork, is what they do is they want to collapse society for the Great Reset. So the least qualified are in charge of everything. This is in their books. So let me just read a couple more sentences here. The future of the USDA, along with all federal departments, is dramatically shifting towards prioritizing skin color, gender fluidity, and sexual preference over actual excellent skill or ability. The USDA Forest Service is diving headfirst into the controversial and dangerous DEI agenda in the new action plan posted on its website that is sparking controversy and concern. It got many folks wondering why the U.S. is leaning towards charity approach instead of striving for excellence, especially at a time when other countries and our enemies like China are eating our lunch as we lag behind because we're hyper-focused on coddling cross-dressing men and women. Think about what this just – think about how dangerous this is, people. When I – again, new background for you new listeners. When I grew up in New York City, my plan A to get me to the Northern Rockies to do the mountain man thing, if you will, what I've been doing here, was to get a job with the New York City Fire Department. At 19, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. Most of you listening, I could carry you up and down stairs. Okay? Well, that was the year the women's group sued because they couldn't pass the test. So they literally sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. In 1982, a few years later, that was in 79. I believe it was 79. A few years later, I got a degree in forestry. I went to the National Forest Service for a job. I was interviewed by a white male. He said, I cannot hire you because you're a white male, even though he was one. They hired two girls, 18 years old, right out of high school, no degree, no experience, no nothing. One of the things, of the many things that we have done here, is proven that in order to bring in the Great Reset, they need to delegitimize work and lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. Because they want to put everybody on UBI, which is Universal Basic Income. So they need to make certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card. I'm going to hopefully have more time to go into more detail with this. So the people who are affected aren't getting protection, rights, restitution, due process under the rule of law. They're being targeted, while other groups who are playing the victim group status card are literally demanding to lower the bars, standards, and expectations for a job based on their group, hyphen, and pronoun. So what this does is it creates precedence against the rule of law. You're giving free lunch to the elite because they're getting more wealth and equality. Because one of the things, again, we have proven many, many times over, thousands of times over, is that the money is going from the bottom 93%, which you call the poor middle class, to the top 1%. So the wealth inequality is enhancing because when you destroy capitalism, you enforce fraud, you create more illegitimacy, more fascism, you eliminate any individual from controlling their own destiny. And another thing I've done many, many, many times is I've read and quoted and paraphrased a lot of these World Economic Forum from many years ago on how they want to get rid of the family, they want to get rid of individualism, hence the term group.
People. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince. I'm going to have to speed it up again a little bit, but boy, this next article, there's no way I can't go into tangents and details on this. And this is titled, The American Psychological Association Claims That Merit-Based Hiring is Unfair in a New Study. People, this is all planned and designed to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. It's designed to dumb people down. It's designed to create divide and conquer strategies. Now, one of the things that I've done over the years, especially for you new listeners, I've given a lot of information on psychological conditioning, the PSYOPs. I've read the studies. I've read the excerpts. I've read the bullet points purposely so we can read between the lines and see what they're trying to do. Things like MKUltra, you know, what DARPA uses and the NIH uses and the Nazis used to use, the mind control, the PSYOPs, even using technology and frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. This is all done, you know, this is why they want to surveil you, track you, trace you. It's about human gene editing. It's about creating school shootings. It's about creating chaos and infighting and race wars. This is all part of the plan, people. So that being said, I want to take this article and dissect it a little bit. The word unfair. Change this with the word dangerous. So here's another. I give personal examples too, folks. It's not just articles in the public domain. I give anything I can prove and I have evidence and facts for. That being said, I worked for Big Pharma for over 20 years. Okay? It's about as corrupt as you can get. We all know about the death jab, right? And I've spent a ton of time and probably, who knows how many articles I've given on this over the last 3 years. But I want you to think about this. You can also replace the word unfair and dangerous with eugenics, genocide, democide, and even murder. Okay. When I worked for Big Pharma, I had letters from neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons saying that I need to reduce my driving by 50%. I'm making a long story short here. I asked for a demotion. A demotion. That's right, folks. Human resources told me that that job was for women only. They were literally lowering the bars of standards so much they were hiring women with no experience off the street to take this job when I had, you know, close to 20 years of experience with phenomenal numbers. But see, hard work, effort, proven results, qualification, standards, merit doesn't mean anything anymore. There are no American virtues left for hiring practices. So I contacted 30 different attorneys after Human Resources, believe it or not, GlaxoSmithKline, one of the biggest vaccine companies in the world, along with Merck. And I'm saying that because I gave the article last week about these two companies, and I worked for both of them. So I couldn't sue after consulting with 30 attorneys. One attorney filed the lawsuit, but I don't know if he got coerced, threatened, bribed, blackmailed, but he basically ended his journey with me because of something that was very suspicious. Now, let's connect a few dots here. Big Pharma for years was on a journey themselves to create protections and precedents for liability immunity. Approximately 20 million people have died worldwide from these Big Pharma death jabs that they call the vaccine. And how many people are listening right now who have tons of morbidities? As Dr. Peter McCullough says, cardiovascular is first, the neurological, autoimmune, and blood clots. Think about, little old me could have pierced the veil of liability immunity and the protections that Big Pharma gets if I had the ability to sell, to sue. But I couldn't because they told me that job was for women only. Women that they were hiring with way less qualifications, who demanded way lower results, standards, and expectations for the job. So for those of you who are thinking right now, all you new listeners around the country and the world, I want you to think about how they cultivated and groomed we the people for liability immunity for this point in time to reduce population. Think about this, folks. Think about when they use terms like public-private partnership. It's the very definition of fascism in order to pull off legislation precedents for liability immunity and much more.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.